T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea. Pretty young thing.
Welcome back. We are counting down the top 20 selling albums of all time. Seems like we've been doing it for 20 years. We are finally now at number 2. This is Thriller, and this song is Pretty Young Thing. And what an apropos song as we introduce Ted Woodward to the show. Teddy?
What does that mean?
You get lots of those questions on this show, Ted.
Who knows what it means?
No, nobody does. That's the problem. That's both of us. I'm glad he answered right away because I was out in left field without a glove.
Means Ted's a pretty young thing.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. You better continue with something else.
Well, Ted is a star of a show coming up next week at the Orpheum Theater, the 51st annual Gridiron Show, the annual spoof of local and national news done by a group of mostly current and former media members in the Wichita market. Coming up next Thursday through Saturday, Teddy, how many years for you out of these 51?
This is my 23rd year doing Gridiron.
Wow.
Oh. Wow is right.
You've been around a long time doing a lot of different things.
This is one of the mainstays.
What is
this
it?
Every April.
This is probably the thing that you enjoy the most.
I'd say that's correct.
So how did you get started, and like how did that come about? Was it you talk to somebody, or do you go down there and say, "Hey, I want to do that"? Like how did it happen?
Actually, Bill Roy got me into this.
Now
Bill
at the Wichita Roy Business
is now
Journal.
Editor at the Wichita he's Business
worked
Journal.
At every
he's worked
media
in radio
entity.
And TV and in everywhere. And
newspapers even.
And Bill, 23 years ago, Bill said, "Hey, we do a show every year. You ought to be in this show."
Probably heard you sing as your Ethel Merman, and you're a natural for this stuff.
It was something, yeah.
You do a lot of the writing of the skits as well.
Do a little bit, yeah.
You've teamed with Bucky Walters. You're the two kind of the mainstays
of
this show.
Bucky has written some really funny stuff this year.
Really?
Yes. He just turned 80 a couple weeks ago, you know, and he's still cranking out some really funny scripts.
That's amazing. Maybe we'll get Bucky on next week
and
see how he does it, because it's a funny show. It always has been. Coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, 8 o'clock starts at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita. You can get tickets at the Intrust Bank Arena box office, selecttheseat.com, wichitagridiron.com, or call 855-755-SEAT. What's the best? Just give us an idea of what a couple of the best skits involve.
We got one skit about the Wichitans who just incessantly complain all the time.
About parking?
Yeah, about anything.
Yeah.
About everything.
They're out there.
Yes. You will find your next-door neighbor in that skit. It's everybody just constantly complaining about everything.
Is that just Wichitans, or is that people in every city?
It's every city, but I think ours is just a little bit more acute.
Well, I can't disagree with you.
It seems like people here just like to complain.
We got a AAA baseball franchise and new development coming in with a brand new stadium, and because
when you see other cities do that, you're like, "Man, that city is on the move, man." And here it's like everybody's like,
"Where am
this.
I going to park, Martha?" Yeah. That's basically what.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah. So you got a skit based on complaining.
Complainers. Fast food robberies.
We've had a rash
of those. A lot of those. The college admission scandal, the Me Too movement. I wrote a skit about the Michael O'Donnell trial.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well,
which gets pretty funny and wacky. Yeah.
When you're writing, is there a certain point that you prefer, like politics or or things like we've talked about, like fast food drop. Is there something that you really like? This is what I like to do. I want to talk about this. I want to write a spoof on this subject.
My stuff is all local. I would never in 100 years write a skit about Trump. It's because it's all been done.
Yeah.
There's no ground to cover.
It'd be tough to find something else.
There's nothing you can do there.
But if there's somebody local I can grab into, that's me.
Okay.
Every one of my skits has to do with local stuff.
And you always have a surprise guest.
There are multiple mystery guests that
multiple
will show up.
Multiple mystery guests.
Oh, who are they this year?
Oh, we can't. Duda.
Well, I'm trying.
It's their mystery guest.
I know, but I was trying to maybe get one out of there, and you just jumped into it first.
Sorry, I protected him, I guess.
So any mystery guests, who are they?
There are mystery guests to be revealed, to be named.
You got like one or two a night, or is it? Yeah.
It'll be different every night.
So, and we're going to be excited to see them?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I like that.
Yes.
Who's in the cast besides you and Bucky? Who are some of the others that will be watching up there, spoof Wichita and Kansas and
Long-time
whatever?
Long-time member of the cast, Bonnie Bing, will be making a somewhat limited appearance. Not full strength on the ice, but she'll be making some limited appearances. Bill Roy, as we already talked about, will be one of the co-MCs, along with Mike Ewan.
Mike Ewan's back.
Former TV guy.
There you go.
Yep. Sierra Scott will be involved this year. Suzanne Perez Tobias from the Wichita Eagle.
There you go. So familiar names.
Very familiar names and faces that you've seen in Gridiron from years past.
Well, and most people have been to Gridiron. Dude, you ought to take your wife.
I'm honestly thinking about...
You'd enjoy it.
I think it'd be kind of fun. It sounds like it'd be fun.
And it's semi-nasty.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't go. I don't know if I can handle any of that stuff. Could I get through it? A guy like me?
You're fine. I think you're fine.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, you get to, it's an R-rated show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I'm really intrigued about this. I might have to try to figure out a way to go. I was sitting here thinking, okay, I couldn't go Friday, but Saturday might work. Thursday, the kids got school, so Saturday might work. I might try to get out there Saturday.
Now, Friday, if you go on Friday, you got an opportunity to participate in the Randy Brown curtain call where they have a post-show party up on the stage.
Up on the Orpheum
live
stage.
Live music.
Yes.
The price for that is $75 mm-hmm. per person. But you guys hang out for quite a while after the show, don't you?
A little bit in the lobby, yeah. But last year we did this show, this party, private party on stage for the first time, and it went over so well, we're doing it again. And that money all goes to the Randy Brown Scholarship.
Now that's X-rated up there on the stage after the show. You don't want to see this cast. good stuff. Teddy, you've been drawn to the theater pretty much your whole life. When did that start when you were in
high school
at Capon?
Yeah. It started in high school.
You were in the drama club.
Had never done anything like that before. But
what drew you to it?
It was a teacher, and she said, "You should be on stage." And I had never, ever, ever thought of doing anything like that in my life.
Well.
But, you know, I took her advice, and it's worked out.
You're kind of a natural, and I will, again, as I always tell you, and I'm sure you get tired of me saying it, what was my advice to you 35 years ago.
You said you need to leave this town and go out to Hollywood and try to make it in the West Coast.
And I believe you would have made it. But as Tom and I were talking, Tom Thurber, our engineer, we were talking yesterday, you have been and are so close to your family, your roots in Wichita. I think you decided when you were a young man
this is
where you wanted to be. And we applaud that, don't we, Duda?
Oh, I do. No question about it.
I mean, look at the opportunities I probably could have had.
Yeah, there was at least one out there for sure that you could have jumped on and away you went.
I could have gone out to Hayes.
You could have gone to Hayes
and written for the Daily News.
I could have got you on radio back in Sexsmith.
Oh, no question.
Guaranteed. You'd have ran the show there.
That would have been sweet.
I would have been big there.
Oh, wow.
Of course, Ted, the co-host of Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS Radio. How many years have you been doing that now?
About 21.
My goodness.
We've done like 5,500 shows together now for 22 years.
And is Macintosh holding it together okay?
Yeah, apparently.
Because he's not a youngster.
No?
And you start to wonder when the brain starts to slip a little bit.
Well, Oh, I had so many comments
that's,
for that.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, boy. I didn't know which one to
not
use.
Not sure we want to delve into that, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how long is this show?
I fully realize mine has started the slide, okay?
Yeah, no question it's the self-awareness that is really sad.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, Ted and I sit next to each other at Wichita State basketball games and have for many years.
For more than 20 years.
And we get a kick out of it. We should tape the conversation.
I was going to say, do you guys don't have your recorders on during the game?
It's pretty much the same conversation every game.
Yes.
Every year.
Yes.
But it still remains fresh somehow.
And somehow you two think that
because
it's new.
We're both easily entertained.
We are. And we got a couple of tried and true things that we go to. The age of the Shocker crowd. Certain people in the Shocker crowd that we've pinpointed over the years that we like to look at and comment on. And, of course, occasionally we'll even watch the game.
Yeah, once if it's a good game, yeah, we'll tune in.
Well, it's good that you're there to cover the game and you watch it a little bit. That's
hey,
fantastic.
And trust me, when we're talking about the age of the Shocker crowd, I'm right in there with them now.
which to me is really funny.
Yes, absolutely. Ted, tell us one more time how people go about getting tickets to see Gridiron, the 51st rendition of this show at the Orpheum Theater.
You can go selectaseat.com, wichitagridiron.com. You get extra fees added on when you do that. The best thing to do is to go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office sometime this week, and you don't have any extra fees or anything like that. You can pick out what seats you want, and it's super easy.
Where is the best place to sit? Is it all good? Doesn't matter where you end up?
Have you been to the Orpheum?
I have not been to the Orpheum.
The culture that you lack is alarming.
It's ridiculous.
The Orpheum, there's
my
really...
My kids have been. My wife, I don't know why I haven't been
I want to see you there next week. The Orpheum, there's really no bad seats at the Orpheum. Now, if you can get down in the front third of the theater,
that's what I would suggest
to be closer to the action. But there's no bad seat.
Okay.
And before you go, would you please grace us with whatever impression comes to you today, Ted? Because one of your talents that we get a kick out of is your ability to do impersonations.
You don't have any requests?
I don't have a request. I'd like you to I want you to pick out pick out something that jumps into your head that you want to give to our listeners today before we let you go.
What about Lou Holtz?
There you go. That's kind of what I was hoping you'd come up with.
There you go.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the former football coach at Notre Dame, Lou Holtz. Hello, Lou.
I tell you what, when I coached at the University of Minnesota, we played the University of Wichita State. That's a fine football team. Rod Chisbar is a great coach, but I tell you, Ricky Foggy ran for about 258 yards against the Shockers that day. I tell you what, he's a fine football player. I'd love the Wichita State University Shockers.
Well, we miss you on ESPN, Lou.
I miss it, too. College football is my life, and I tell you, I've won a national championship by beating people like Jimmy Johnson and Freddie Akers over and over again. And my good friend Bo Schembechler, time and again, got a little angry when I beat him up there in Ann Arbor. But I tell you what, I love college football. It's the best game
in
the world.
Well, they still have Lee Corso on. He's older
than me. That's what's sad.
What happened at ESPN? Why are you not there anymore?
They got tired of me arguing with Mark May. I tell you what, it's one of these things I tell you. The University of the Air Force Academy is a fine football team.
Lou, you're having trouble staying on point, but that's okay. We love you. Thanks for being with us. And Ted Woodward, thanks for being with us as well. Get out to Gridiron next week. Support Ted. Support local journalism. Back in a minute with Grant Sherfield from Wichita State Basketball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.